taste of Nairut tea.
Nairut.
Nairut tea.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
May it please the court, Marietta Chibu, on behalf of appellant Selina Burr, who is the natural mother of the children in interest. Your Honor, I'm here today on behalf of Ms. Burr to ask this court to reverse the order of the Separate Juvenile Court for Douglas County, terminating Selina Burr's parental rights to her six children. Your Honor, this case originated in May of 2005, and it involves a Sudanese family, a refugee family, who had come to this country in 1998. Selina Burr is an uneducated refugee, very limited English. Her husband or ex-husband then, James Tang, spoke a little bit of English. So that's the family dynamics. On June 2nd, 2005, the state filed a petition alleging that the children came within Nebraska Revised Statute 43-247-3A due to the faults and habits of the parents. And at that point, there was an adjudication. The court entered a rehabilitation order for Selina. And there was a series of review hearings on this case. Selina was ordered to have stable housing, a legal source of income, engage in services to know the difference between Sudanese culture and American culture, especially with regards to parenting. She was also ordered to have a therapy as well, was ordered for her. And Selina did avail herself of these services, and she continued to do well. There were still obstacles. There was literacy, we're having to work with translators and therapists. And if the court will notice from the Bill of Exceptions, that even the Separate Juvenile Court, during the termination hearings, found only one translator to be competent to translate during the trial. But Selina still pressed on, despite the cultural barriers and some misconceptions with the service providers who were working with her. So that up to June 2009, Health and Human Services was recommending that Julius, Nyaliet, and Nyaraut start transitioning back to Selina's home. At that point, Nyarik was in the home, and also Khan was in the home. So there were no concerns about those two younger children. And then in August of 2009, the state filed a motion to terminate Selina's and James's parental rights as well. Prior to that, there have been reports of a shooting in Selina's apartment complex. Selina lives in the projects in South Omaha, and there have been some shooting which they believe involved her son. There was some investigation by Health and Human Services, and the allegation was that Selina was not cooperating with them. But there was a translator present, and there was concern that Selina was pregnant but would not let the investigators know what was going on. Selina did state that she did cooperate with them. She laughed when they asked her if she was pregnant. The translator, a male at the time, asked Selina if he would prefer to have a female translate for her with regards to her pregnancy, because it was, for them in their culture, it was sensitive. Especially since the translator was also not the father of the baby. Selina did decline and said she was okay. But after that investigation, the state filed a motion to remove the two younger children from the home, and they also filed a motion to terminate Selina's parental rights. In November of 2009, Elizabeth was born and was removed immediately from Selina from the hospital. Your Honors, the record shows the various obstacles that Selina had to overcome in order to get to where she was for the state to be ready to have her children transition back to her home. The record also shows that the therapists who were working with her, Mr. Anyi Wunam, who is also an immigrant and who was specifically picked for her because he understood Selena's origins and was able to help her with understanding the differences in culture. He gave very glowing reports about her, stated that she had accomplished the goals in therapy. After Mr. Anyebuna moved on, there was another therapist, Ms. Israel. She testified to the same thing. And I will ask the court to also view the testimonies of even the state witnesses, that it will not work for the children, it will not be in the children's best interest to be cut off from their culture. Julius, the 16-year-old son, who was in Boys Town or was in Boys Town at the time, testified that if he lost his mother, it will really impact him negatively. His therapist also testified to the same thing. The two girls, Nyarout and Nyaliet, expressed that they wanted to return to their mother. And Your Honor, the appellant's brief will show what other the other testimonies given by the witnesses regarding the best interest of the children.
Didn't many of the state witnesses also offer an opinion that they felt it was in the best interest of the children that the parental rights be terminated?
Yes, Your Honor. And if you look at the reason why they gave those, it was primarily because so much time had passed. But these were also witnesses who were ready to transition the children back home in 2009. So their testimony does not support what their recommendation was at the time.
But counsel, in this case, a period of 5 years went by and services were being provided to your client, and notwithstanding the cultural differences and the language problems, 5 years was probably a sufficient amount of time for her to resolve her problems and demonstrate that she could provide a safe and stable environment. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and she did, Your Honor. Because if you recall, if you look at the dates that HHS was recommending that these children transition home, that was in 2009. So they were ready to place the children back home. And the two children who were there at the time, they were okay. They had no concerns about those children, which goes to show that Selena had met her goals and had complied with the rehabilitation plans.
But that's not what the court found after hearing all the evidence, is that correct?
That's exactly why we're asking this court to reverse that decision, because the evidence shows that A, Selena had complied with services, and that B, it will not be in the children's best interest to terminate Selena's parental rights.
There's no question that the three of the children had been out of the home for 15 of the 22 months, is that correct?
That's correct, they had been. But then the state also has to prove that Selena was an unfit parent and that it will be in the children's best interest that her parental rights be terminated, and they did not prove that.
How many days of trial?
Oh, we had about 31 days, I believe. And, Your Honor, I'll say this. Most of it was also because we had translator issues, and the record will show that. And this had been throughout the life of the case.
I don't think there's anything further. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's no appearance for the appellee this morning. So case is submitted. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You're excused.